Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it. Thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all those snowplow drivers up there in the snow areas. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, from founderscode.com, that's code, C-O-D-E, founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we know that Senator Lindsey Graham suggests a lot of things in the Senate. That's what he's there to do. Yesterday, he said, it's time for a balanced budget amendment.
Well, sure, it's way past time, but it's just not going to happen. I mean, you got several states that are complying with their respective constitutions where they have a balanced budget.
Yep.
You got others, Illinois, California, that are not so much. The federal government, as long as we keep raising the debt ceiling, pretty much, what, every 6 months or so?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have one. This Biden administration has not even mentioned the debt, much less spending. They just don't seem to care. And we got a pile of Democrats in the House that don't seem to care either. Build Back Better just proves that this administration has virtually no interest when it comes to spending or any kind of balanced budget. So it sounds like a great idea. What Lindsey Graham is doing is sending a shot across the bow, kind of like shame on you. But this is an administration, and this is a House led by Nancy Pelosi, that it just doesn't matter. So we are where we are.
Now, what happened in Syria as a result of Israel apparently firing from something in the Mediterranean, missiles into the port there in Syria? What went on there? How'd that get started?
I have to remember that there was quite some time ago that the Russians had, I think, almost on paper, almost lifetime rights to the port of Latakia.
Mm-hmm.
And under the Obama administration, the Kremlin, Putin, decided that they were going to become, make the support of Latakia really functional again. It had not been functional for some time because mm-hmm. there's support on the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
So most of Latakia is really invaded and colonized, if you will, by Russians. We still have a war going on in Syria. Nobody really talks about it
mm-hmm.
at all, I would say. So Israel has very good reasons to be challenging what is happening in Syria because of Hezbollah, because of missiles and so forth. And that's where there have been a lot of inventories that have been stashed.
Mm-hmm.
So, Israel decided we see what we see. They're very good at putting in operatives, and so they launched a few things,
mm-hmm.
and Israel doesn't really talk too much about what they do, but nonetheless, they struck some sites and
mm-hmm.
Caused some big fires, and that's where we are.
Now, as of late last night, 4,000 flights had been canceled since Christmas Eve.
Correct.
What the heck? And by the way, it was very quiet over at this airport right next to me last night. Very quiet.
Well, let's not forget that when Mary called in last night and I was trying to help discuss it,
mm-hmm.
Because of these policies, and policies don't mean law, or because of these mandates, which is not law,
mm-hmm.
they're telling businesses, especially when it comes to huge customer interaction like you have on an airplane, anybody with any kind of variant, test positive, or any of that other nonsense has to quarantine, I think, for 10 days. It was not until yesterday
mm-hmm.
that the CDC finally came out and said you only have to quarantine now for 5.
Mm-hmm.
It really should be 3, and that's what the airlines have been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some of what they wanted, but not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't just the airlines. It's causing, issues across the business sector in mm-hmm. in the United States. But when it comes to the airlines, you got passengers that are stranded all over the mm-hmm. place. So,
okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the show, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is being brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I will say that Geico can cover the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, the cheapest way to get your auto insurance is also to bundle it with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance policy. Bundle it and you will get a much cheaper rate. So that's Geico, spelled GEICO.com, and see what they can do for you and save you some money, too, like they have me. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have to talk about the horrible situation last night in Lakewood, Colorado, where five people were killed, some other people were wounded. The police officer, or at least one police officer, was also wounded, and the shooter is dead, and they believe, they're not sure, but they believe he may have taken his own life. Now, you've got more on it than what I've got, so what's the latest?
Well, he killed four, but there's five dead, and that number includes him.
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to determine how it was that he turned up dead, if he took his own life, or if, in fact, this was by a police officer.
Uh-huh.
But it started off in a shopping center. Then apparently he fled in a vehicle. He ended up shooting a clerk at a Hyatt hotel And then there was yet another location in a place called Belmar, or the Belmar Shopping Center. So, so now they're trying to, there was a confrontation that he had with a police officer. He apparently was a tall man, blonde hair, and a trench coat. That's all we know about him.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. So, there's where we are with that one. There's still a developing story, but this was reported, I think, around 3.5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts it somewhere around, what, midnight, 12:30 our time.
Correct.
They're, what, two hours, 3 hours
yep.
behind us.
Yeah,
so,
that's central time out there. Or, I'm sorry, mountain time.
Mountain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
all
there
right.
you go.
All right, well, our listeners on 710 KNUS out there in Denver just got what we could give them, so that's what we have. Now, we do have a caller on the line, and good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I wanted to ask a question, please, about the vaccines. I've read most of Klaus Schwab's book, the famous, to me, start with the premise that he is a depopulation person, among others. And I'm thinking that if it was going to kill a lot of people and wanted the earth to be smaller in the population, I wouldn't want to kill everybody all at once or put something out there that might do it at once. I put out there, like, different vaccines that have different things in them, including water, and then some of them have bad stuff in them and some of them don't, so that you couldn't really pick up on a reaction and attribute it to that vaccine. I just wanted to know what you thought about that, Denise. Thank you.
All right. Mary's been reading the conspiratorial magazines again.
I wouldn't call it conspiratorial because, I mean, that has been kind of a residual
I've heard it for a while.
Condition, mm-hmm. Yeah, for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give these pharmaceutical companies some amount of gratitude because they're trying very hard for various means and methods
mm-hmm.
to stop all things coronavirus. And I say the coronavirus instead of COVID
mm-hmm.
because this I think we ought to look at the more positive situation here that we know that there's some effect on the common cold. We know that there's some effect on the flu,
mm-hmm.
And then whatever kind of variants. If you really look at all things under the bucket or the billboard of coronavirus, not all pharmaceutical companies are equal. Some of them,
right.
you know, here in the United States and some are in Europe. I mean, there's a lot of good work that's being done, but there's always kind of the underlying theme of population control.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I think it's conflating the issue, to be honest with you. I understand it. I understand why it's there. In fact, I was having a discussion with my older son last night, and I just kind of tilted my head and just said, judge slowly. I know that that's out there, but I don't think the two have anything to do with each other.
That's a fair assumption. And, of course, again, you know, you have to consider the fact that these vaccines have been ramped up very quickly. However, I don't think anybody is intentionally trying to do anything to harm anybody. That's not their purpose. They are obviously trying to stop this thing. And again, as we call it, and I said this earlier and I'll say it again, I believe we're dealing with an endemic, not a pandemic, an endemic when it comes to Omicron.
Well, look, if you want to look at population control, there's two places where the populations have exploded
mm-hmm.
For years, and that is China and India.
Yep, yep.
so anyway,
no.
We are in a condition here where we're going to have to live with coronavirus. We have been living with it for decades.
Yep.
I would challenge anybody to go look at a spray bottle of Lysol from 2 or 3 years ago if you have one sitting by chance underneath your kitchen sink, if you look at it, it's got coronavirus.
Sure does. It
doesn't have COVID. Mm-hmm. Has coronavirus on it, as well as several other cleaners, antiseptics, if you will. It is the responsibility of laboratories and scientists and virologists and all that. That's their job. And I think we have to necessarily go back to Wuhan and see what. We're not going to be able to get this information out of China, but, you know, ask some other kinds of questions. Was this COVID-19 manufactured as a bioweapon that made it easy for it to manifest into other variants, meaning that could be more contagious but not necessarily more lethal? The more contagious things are, which is the Omicron is, then the pharmaceutical companies in China doesn't have to do anything else to hurt us, because right now, government is hurting us. We're hurting ourselves with all these cockamamie policies and mandates, which again is not law.
Nope. Okay. Go ahead.
We're self-destructing because of this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get to the caller because we're going to a hard break here. And then, of course, I'll be back with my military segment. But caller, call back when we have either Chris Markowski on or Ron Edwards on. There you go. Markowski comes up in 15 minutes. Okay, what are you going to write about?
I've been pretty lax. I haven't written about anything.
There's plenty of stuff to think about.
And that's it. As soon as you write something, sometimes it's necessarily outdated. But so you have to kind of go slowly. But I can guarantee you I'm not writing on anything regarding a virus because I'm just over it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see what it is that you picked to write about, because maybe you want to write about the
The stupidness of the White House or Kamala Harris?
Yeah. I mean, my God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's crazy. Crazy stuff.
Target rich environment.
All righty. You take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, and see the different things that she writes about. In the meantime, I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden, speaking to the nation's governors, conceded Monday the steps he took earlier this year to scale up testing capacity for COVID-19 weren't enough to meet demand as a wave driven by the highly transmissible Omicron variant crashes across the country.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
He added, my message to the governors is simple. If you need something, say something. We're going to have your back in any way we can.
Sarah Weddington, one of the attorneys who argued the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade in 1973, died at the age of 76, a former student said Sunday. Weddington was born in 1945 in Abilene, Texas. She argued Roe in 1972 and won election in the Texas House of Representatives in 1973, where she served three terms. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two locations where they will train you to be an aviation maintenance tech. You can find out more by going online. NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu. Go there, check them out, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go and take a tour and see what they're all about. I'll tell you where they're at first, and then I'll tell you how to do that. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa there in Clearwater over across the bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. Now, you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, you'll be able to talk to the money people, the student loan specialists, because if you are a veteran post 9/11, more than likely you haven't used your educational benefits, and they'll be there intact for you to go ahead, and they'll show you how to do that. As a matter of fact, they'll help you do that. If you're pre 9/11, you may or may not have your educational benefits because you may have already used them or whatever. But in the meantime, they will help you figure out what it is that you do have and help you go through that. Now, if you need to go get a student loan, which is what the civilians do, they'll help you to do that too. Either way, you'll get it all worked out. Now, you can also check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. Now, some very disturbing news coming off the border with Mexico out of Texas. Operation Lone Star's sudden and rapid expansion has left many Texas guardsmen struggling to balance their military and civilian lives, not only financially, but also spiritually and with their families, and sometimes it's resulted in tragedies. A wave of suicides has been hitting the Texas National Guard's border mission, and that's not good under any circumstances. So the Texas National Guard is working very hard right now to try to get to the root cause of all that and do whatever it takes to keep the National Guardsmen on the up and up, men and women that are serving down along that border. And sometimes it has to do with separation. The wives don't want the husbands going, or vice versa. And it means they lose money and because they don't have their jobs and they're relying on military pay. There's a lot of different contributing factors, and hopefully they'll get to the root cause of that and get that taken care of sooner rather than later, because we don't need to have that. Now, the U.S. and Japan have drawn up a joint military plan in case of a Taiwan emergency. Now, Japanese and U.S. Armed Forces put their plan together for a joint operation for a possible Taiwan emergency. Of course, that emergency would be if China were to attack them. The news agency coming out of Japan, Kyoto, reported that amid the increased tensions between Taiwan and China, that all plans were being discussed as to what would be done by the allied nations. Now, security talks with the U.S. and NATO are to start next month, and as a result, we heard yesterday about the fact that Russia had pulled at least 10,000 troops out of the border area and moved them back. There may be more troop movement, we'll see. But Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that Russia in January will also start separate talks with NATO to discuss the issue, adding that separate negotiations under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe will also be held. We'll let you know what goes on as we find out. Now, U.S. Navy ships have confiscated 1,400 AK-47 assault rifles and ammunition and other small weapons en route to Yemen, coming out of Iran. Now, the vessel that was pulled over was traveling along a route historically used to traffic weapons unlawfully to the Houthis in Yemen, our Navy people said. This is not uncommon at all for something like this to happen. So make no mistake, they were in the right place at the right time, and at least stop those weapons from getting through. Now, military and civilian officials say the last refugees who were temporarily housed at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia have been resettled elsewhere. We don't know where the elsewhere is. They never tell you. And in Miramar, a military attack has killed dozens, including children, the military said. Not a good scene at all. The violence happened in a part of the country where resistance groups have been fighting the military junta for months. By the way, Putin is mulling options. If the West refuses guarantees on the Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would ponder a slew of options if the West fails to meet his push for security guarantees, precluding the NATO expansion to Ukraine, as they are talking about adding Ukraine to NATO. That could be interesting. And Putin doesn't want any part of that. Now, the DOD has cut the stateside cost of living allowances for thousands in 2022. Now, thousands of U.S. troops will lose a monthly cost of living stipend beginning January 1st because fewer locations across the lower 48 states, including the Washington, D.C. metro area, qualify as excessively expensive living areas. And that's hard to believe. Washington, D.C. is expensive to live under any circumstances. Now, no service is yet publicly announced that any service member has received a religion-based exemption from the Pentagon's COVID vaccine mandate. And we now know that just over 200 Marines have been discharged from the Marine Corps for refusing to get a COVID shot. By the way, in Florida, there is a proposed bill that would allow a person accused of a crime, not a violent crime, but a crime like robbery or something non-physical, to serve in the military for whatever the penalty would be. If they were convicted in a court of law, they would have to serve that amount of time in the military. It used to be done that way years ago, folks. They stopped doing it, but now they're talking about going back and doing it again. We'll see. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Now, folks, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX is a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, that feels good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the best in the industry, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa, North Tampa, right next to the Nissan dealership, Moss Nissan, and Moss Acura side by side. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
How long have you and I been talking about the federal government needed to butt out of this COVID stuff, coronavirus, and let the states handle their own problems? How long?
Well, again, that's the way the country's supposed to work for a long time. You know, it's the 10th Amendment. If you want to ask for, you know, for certain help or certain needs from the federal government, if they can help provide it in some way, that's fine, but it should be run on the state level. And certain states have pushed back. You know, you get, but again, the state of Florida, South Dakota, Texas, many others, pushed back against a lot of these ridiculous federal mandates and nonsense. And again, it's you know, over 2 years in, and all of a sudden, you know, oh, now it's 5-day quarantine. You know, they're changing things over and over and over again. And you know, fantastic. You know, I think that's great. We've got to come to live with this thing. But again, we're going to look back at this, you know, when all said and done, we're going to take a look at this as a massive health policy failure by the people in charge. Just massive failure in regards to what was done, how this thing was handled, and you know, the focus, rather than being on people that were more susceptible to this, that were more immune compromised, whatever it may be, rather than focusing on shutting schools down with all this other nonsense, it's patently absurd.
Well, Joe Biden yesterday agreed with the GOP governors he was on a Zoom call with that said that there is no federal solution to the COVID-19 response. And it just about everybody hit the floor. Not the Republican governors, because they were expecting, you know, that they were going to continue to do what they did. But the Democratic governors are like, well, what do we do now?
Well, again, you know, well, what do you do? I, you know, how about, you know, leading? You know, you're a governor of the state. I don't agree with what they're doing here in New York at all, by what the governor's doing. It's a complete waste of time. Again, some of the colleges out there are starting to get on the stick and starting to realize, hey, that this is, you know, we got to move on, at some point here. This is getting to be ridiculous. The NFL, themselves have figured it out and saying, hey, you know what? People with asymptomatic, people who have it but don't have symptoms, are not spreading this. And even if they do, I mean, it's like, you know, it's a cold. You know, you get it. You know, it's like when a kid catches the flu. You know, the fever goes away. My kid gets sick and he's got the fever. He or she is not going to school. As soon as the fever's gone, they're going back. It is what it is. I mean, that's how we do things, and that's how this is going to have to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we're going to go to the telephone. We have a caller on the line here. Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Chris. I brought this up earlier, Chris, and I wanted your take on it. The student loan, the president deferred the payments yet again for 90 days. There's so much he can do despite the drum roll and the drum beating of the radicals saying, oh, you need to just forgive it, wipe it off the books. You know, there's more student loan debt than there is credit card debt. That's staggering. And back in like 08 and 07, when we had the mortgage crisis, I think the student loan house of cards is going to come crumbling down. So how do we address that, or is there no addressing it, and are we going to have another financial crisis? Thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Chris.
Student loans, it's a bit of a political football right now, and they've been talking back and forth and getting various different politicians who want to forgive student loans up to $50,000. Mm-hmm. I've talked long about this. This is one of the biggest rackets in the country. Most people have to realize that you can borrow unlimited amounts of money if you're a grad student. Mm-hmm. And you know, more and more kids out there have gotten themselves way too far into debt. Nobody holds a gun to your head and makes you go out and get a student loan. And I think that, you know, the idea that we're going to be forgiving these things is patently absurd.
Here's what's coming up. We heard from a Purdue University professor a little while ago about this same subject in hour number one. And he called in to say that what Purdue is now doing is that when you get a student loan, there's another piece of paper you signed with the university. They will take money out of your paychecks until you pay that loan off.
Well, good luck. We'll see if that happens. I'm don't believe it.
He said they're already doing it.
For some, yeah, if you're really far behind. Mm-hmm. But the reality of the situation is that, you know, right now, you don't have to pay back your student loans. They just extended another 3 months.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have another caller. Let me go over there real quick. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was just wondering if Chris thought that maybe we just should stop guaranteeing our military to protect foreign governments and stuff, because we risk entanglement with superpowers, e.g., China and Russia. Russia decides to go into Ukraine. Do we really want a real confrontation which could risk escalation? Mm-hmm. And could save a whole lot of money and stuff, and take a whole lot of risk. We have too many things in this country to worry about rather than foreign entanglements. All right, that's it.
All right, well, that's all contingent to the treaties we have in place. There's some treaties that neither you nor I nor Bob knows about.
Well, listen, do I think that we should be getting involved in all these? No, I don't think that that's something we do, but that we continue to expand NATO, and that's part of the rule.
Yeah.
You know, that one of those nations is attacked and we're supposed to respond. I'm sorry. I don't agree with any of that. I think that, you know, we took the wrong route after the Cold War and trying to expand NATO, and actually went back on our word. And what we promised the Russians there, that we wouldn't do that. I don't think we'd like Russians meddling in our backyard. We saw what that led to with the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Do I think that we need to be the world's policeman? No. How has that worked out? How has post-World War II foreign policy worked out for this country? What exactly have we accomplished over this point in time? How many men and women have we lost? How much money have we spent all over the globe for what? One failed experiment after another, nation building, all this other crap that, quite frankly, is, in my opinion, arrogant and something we shouldn't do.
Okay, let's talk about Christmas for a minute, because the numbers are in, and a lot of people did a lot of online buying, which is okay. It was up by a considerable amount of money, but I wonder if those people know that a lot of the stuff that they bought that came online actually came from China.
Well, yeah, you see it in just about everything. You know, made in China, made in China, made in China. It's very difficult to find stuff that isn't made in China. Even, you know, high-quality items, that you would have normally gotten were built in the United States. I mean, from high-end furniture companies have now shifted to other places around the globe. It's not an easy thing to do. You got to go out of your way if you want to avoid China.
Yeah, there's a lot of televisions that are made in Mexico, though, I'll tell you that much.
I didn't realize that they were doing that much with TVs down
there. Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Down across the southern California border down there, there's a couple of very big television plants down there. Okay, here comes the music. I got to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check him out, and see all the great stuff he does. And sign up for his newsletter. He's got a great little newsletter there, too. I get it. You can get it, too.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.